The U.S. Army's first new armored vehicle in 20 years will be loaded onto ships today for transport to Iraq. The Army hopes the new eight-wheeled armored vehicle, known as the Stryker, signals the future of high-tech, highly mobile infantry units. By year's end, a combat brigade from the 2nd Infantry Division, which is based in Fort Lewis, Washington, is likely to deploy the vehicle in the volatile region west of Baghdad. Some critics question whether the Stryker can withstand the guerrilla-style warfare that U.S. forces have encountered there. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The words transformation and transforming flash all around the Washington, D.C. Convention Hall during this week's Army trade show here. And a new Stryker armored troop carrier, freshly painted green, rests its eight big wheels on a plush beige carpet near a sign that says, At War and Transforming.
I'd be interested in seeing how fast the Iraqis will run from it.
Rick Hunt, a senior training specialist for Stryker's maker, General Dynamics, sounds half like the retired Army tank driver he is, and half like a new car salesman.
It's got eight-wheel independent suspension, so if for everything that one is hitting, the other one's compensating for. And driving them is not only fun, but it's comfortable as well. Because you're
soldiers headed to Iraq, of course, will care more about safety than comfort. Pete Keating is a General Dynamics vice president.
This is the most protected vehicle, short of the Abrams tank, that the Army will have in theater when the Stryker brigades go there.
The Army will soon find out if that's really true. By mid-December, the 1st Stryker Brigade, sources say, will have geared up and left Kuwait for an area west of Baghdad in the restive Sunni Triangle, where ambushes on U.S. forces are a daily occurrence. Some Army leaders hope that a successful Iraq mission will help make Stryker the high-tech poster vehicle for Army transformation. But this summer, the vehicle drew renewed criticism after several of its armored plates, designed to take a heavy machine gun round, failed Army ballistics tests. Congressional and retired military officials charged that Stryker was being rushed prematurely into its combat debut, in part to appease a Pentagon leadership eager to see the Army transform itself into a more nimble, quickly deployable, high-tech fighting force.
I think it's an armored vehicle that's better than some of the stuff we have now, but not necessarily better than a lot of the stuff that's in the legacy force.
Military historian and defense consultant Williamson Murray says the Stryker exemplifies the flawed thinking among some in the armed forces that technology and hardware alone equal transformation.
The Stryker is not transformation. Transformation is in terms of how you think about and how you use your stuff in combat, how you think about war, how you train, and the kinds of, if you will, integration of complex systems. That's transformation. The Stryker by itself is no more transformation than a longbow would be.
Meantime, Army and General Dynamics officials insist they've now fixed the flaws in Stryker's armor by reinforcing weak areas with steel plates. Proponents argue that Stryker is well-suited for Iraq's complex mix of combat and peacekeeping. The wheeled Strykers are lighter, faster, more mobile, and less intrusive than the 70-ton tracked Abrams tanks and 30-ton Bradley fighting vehicles that toppled Saddam Hussein's government in April. At a mere 19 tons, Stryker can reach speeds of up to 63 miles per hour. 2nd Infantry Division soldiers in Washington State who will take the Stryker to Iraq believe it is ready for a real-world mission.
The platoon has been given the task to conduct a presence patrol, very, very similar to what you're seeing in Iraq right now.
At a recent training exercise in the expansive woods of Fort Lewis, a Stryker team on patrol came under fire in a mock village. The soldiers maneuver, return fire, and then clear nearby buildings. Of course, in Iraq, the shooting will be real. But how will Stryker hold up against rocket-propelled grenades, the ubiquitous guerrilla weapon of choice in Iraq? To protect against such rockets, the Army was forced to outfit the Iraq-bound Strykers with a kind of giant steel catcher's mask. The steel cage will surround the vehicle's main body and, in theory, make the rocket's warhead detonate before it penetrates the crew's compartment. But this low-tech interim solution may not fully protect Stryker's roof and Kevlar-lined wheels, or the 11 infantrymen inside from rocket attacks. Army Specialist Tim Cornelia says he's not really worried, but he admits he's not sure how well Stryker will fare against the roadside explosives and suicide bomb trucks of Iraq.
I mean, if it was a truck trying to drive into us, I mean, we're pretty quick. I mean, we're just as quick as most cars are. They'd have a hard time keeping up with us. You know, I mean, but as far as, like, if we're standing still, I really don't know. I mean, they've got a lot of new upgrades to the armor and stuff, so I really don't know what kind of blasts this would take.
The brigade's 3,600 soldiers and their 65 Stryker vehicles are expected to be away from home for at least a year, a pressure-filled year during which military and congressional leaders, families, and others are likely to keep a watchful eye on how the $1.5 billion Stryker Brigade performs in Iraq. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.
Pictures of the Stryker and information about its capabilities are at npr.org.